We are facing unprecedented times with this economy in Atlantic City. We see revenues dropping. We see increased competition in other jurisdictions. So now more than ever, it is important to keep the revenues that are generated in Atlantic City, both in Atlantic City and in the region.
Because as we've seen, there's been a substantial change in the economics and the revenue sources that the casinos have supplied to the state of New Jersey. And this is a modern version of a bill that's done well for the entire state.
We have an economic development agency, the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority in Atlantic City. We are proposing modifications to the legislation for the CRDA. The highlights of the legislation include a five-year abatement on the CRDA tax for any newly licensed property. So anybody looking to invest in Atlantic City will get a five-year abatement on the CRDA tax. Change in the funding formulas so that less money goes to North Jersey, more money is concentrated in South Jersey where it is supposed to be. A provision that would allow for marketing Atlantic City under the CRDA in conjunction with the Atlantic City Convention and Visitors Authority. And then a temporary diversion of 0.25% of the CRDA tax to the Casino Revenue Fund to fund all of the senior programs that, of course, we need to continue funding.
The competition didn't exist when the original Casino Reinvestment Act came about, and this will address giving more money funding to marketing, which will help our industry. Naturally, what's important is to have a great marketing program to bring people to our area, especially with the tourism industry that we have and the casino industry. And at the same time, it's going to be able to create jobs for people in our region. So what's important about this legislation, it brings us into a modern day era that now we're addressing the issues that we're faced with a bad economy and trying to bring more money back not only into Atlantic City itself, but into Atlantic County.
In addition to that, we're asking the governor to finally give us an executive order to make the casino control employees essential so that there is no threat that these casinos could be shut down in the event of a budget stalemate. And so that is, in essence, a five-point plan that we are proposing to reinvigorate Atlantic City, to spend the money more responsibly and more appropriately to benefit this city and this industry.